got a bad
friends, enemies, got a people of all demographics. Welcome to the greatest sex ed comedy game show in the known universe.
How'd that feel, huh? We throwing hundreds.
DTF. Daryl Timmery Funnel. Give it up for your hosts, Daryl Charles and Dr. Timmery.
And with the buddies, got a bad bitch on me. She DTF.
She tell me she
DTF. I heard she DTF.
What?
And you ain't hanging with the team if you ain't down to fuck.
Okay. Well,
typically, we like fucking twerk in front of them.
Oh, right. I'm good at that.
Cool. All right. Hey! Hi. Hey, welcome to DTF, Daryl and Timmery Fun Hour. I'm Daryl. This is the Timmery. This is our special guest host, Sue Taney.
Woo!
Give it up for Sue. Let's sit down.
So we can be on mic.
Great.
Hi. Welcome to our little show. Happy holidays, everybody. Yeah. How you doing, Sue?
I'm so great.
Hell yeah.
The fall semester just ended, so I have free time.
Oh, I am a professional comedian, so
yeah.
I stress about my free time. I have a lot of it. Too much, in fact. So much. But part of the beauty of having free time is that I get to find a bunch of articles about sex and gender. And
they're so good this month.
They are so good this month. And we get to subject an unsuspecting audience to them in the name of comedy and goodwill for people.
Amen?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Give it to them. Let them use you. Praise Allah. Is that what you said? Ah, same thing. That's just a different language. Alhamdu, is that what praise means? I'm not even going to go that far. All right. Cool. You ready for our next guest?
Am I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are y'all?
Yeah.
All right. Your next guest, a comedian, podcaster, seen all around Philly. Please give a warm round of applause to Naeem Ali.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
Great, great. Can't complain.
How's your holiday season looking?
Good. You know, I've never gotten anything for Christmas, like ever in life, but I get my kids stuff.
No, oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
You know.
Cool.
I enjoy it where I can.
Yeah. I mean, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I feel like Muslims should have Christmas, though. We should have Christmas.
I feel like, well, see, I don't know too much about the Islam religion, but I do know that there are plenty of Jewish people who still just give each other Christmas gifts. Are there no Muslims that just do that anyway?
I mean, to the kids, yeah, but not to, like, the adults don't exchange gifts.
Oh, okay.
I feel like as adults we should exchange. We believe that Jesus did more miracles than Christians do, but we don't celebrate Christmas.
Mm.
That's crazy.
I mean, yeah, he was all right, but he's not my guy. So I get it. I get it. I get it.
But, like, being raised Jewish was kind of the worst because my parents were real Jewy, so people think like, oh, you get 8 days of presents, but like one night would be a spatula.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, you know, sometimes you need to flip them latkes.
I guess so. So grass isn't
practical
always
gifts.
Greener,
practical,
I guess. I don't know.
Practical gifts.
Yeah.
Hey, look.
Yeah.
With Kwanzaa, there's only one day of gift giving. The other days are for other things.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know why I know about Kwanzaa?
Why?
Because I wrote the Mad Libs book on Kwanzaa.
Really? You did that?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, shit. All
right.
Nice.
It's kind of funny.
Give it up a made-up black holiday.
Huh? Black man getting paid by Penguin Random House. We outside.
Hey, that's right.
Yeah. Had to do a lot of research for that book. Yeah. Anyway, it's for sale. You should give it to somebody for...
Buy that book. Yeah, learn the, what is it, 7 days of Kwanzaa?
Yep.
Nope.
8 days? 6 days?
Seven.
Umoja?
Seven.
Kuji Chagalia?
There's three red candles, three green candles, one black candle.
How she know
seven.
You don't know, bro? You wrote the book.
Yeah.
That's crazy. How she know you don't know?
I wrote the book on spec. She's doing it for the love of the game.
Hey, yo.
Well, that brings us to our first regular segment in the special holiday edition of DTF, and that is the fucking news. It's news about fucking. Cool. So our first story, nice little story. Amanda Serrano is a WBC title holder with a record of 46-2-1 with 30 KOs. She gave up her WBC belt because the women don't fight enough. She vacated her title because women only fight 10 two-minute rounds while the men fight 12 three-minute rounds. And she's like, this is bullshit. Let me beat these women up more. And so she's like, I'm vacating my title. I will not fight for anyone that allows me to only whoop on women for 2 minutes at a time. She's going to be the next Kang.
Yeah. And like the man, the wrestling man, Mr. Man, I don't know what his name was.
Which one?
The guy, the head of this wrestling thing.
Mauricio, it's WBC World Boxing Championship.
Yeah, wrestling. WB. He said that it wasn't a sexist thing, that it was a matter of safety.
Yeah, he was quoted as saying, Mauricio Suleiman is this person's name.
Yes,
and he was
of course,
quoted
Mauricio.
As saying, tennis women play three sets, basketball has a shorter rim and with a smaller ball, and those are not even contact sports. We stand by safety and the well-being of the fighters. It's very, very adorable for them to be like, oh, we don't, it's the concussion sport, so we care.
Yeah. Everybody knows women can only get punched in the face 2 minutes at a time. Everybody knows that. Anything more than that is overkill.
That's right. That's what you call the authorities. But, you know.
That's crazy.
10 minutes. Yeah. And Clarissa Shields is another fighter who agrees and says that, like, she thinks that this is part of the reason why women boxers get less money, because the fights are shorter.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Right.
That's less ad time.
Right.
Everything. Yeah,
less ad time, true. Less bets. Less everything, so.
And they spar with men. Like, I box for a long period of time. They spar with us. So they're sparring three-minute rounds, 12 rounds. They're doing this, all the same stuff we're doing. So they could do it. They could definitely do it.
And that's the thing. They could do it. The women are like, let's do it. And they really are pushing it as a pro-choice thing. You know women and their choices. But they really are pushing it as like, we choose to do this. Mm-hmm. Now make it so. And the men are like, no, no, no. You wear those aprons in the ring. Mm. It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
It's just very dumb.
Yeah, that is weird.
That's not cute.
I like watching people fight. Many an amateur video has been watched by Daryl Charles.
remember bum fights? They were terrible.
Well, yeah, that was kind of a bad thing, but yeah, it was entertaining.
Why were we watching those?
Because it was the internet, and everybody got fast internet very quickly.
Yeah.
And technically, I was a child at the time, so I didn't know right from wrong.
Right.
I was in high school, so I didn't know.
I was an adult.
I was a full-fledged adult. I was a full-fledged adult. I never rented one of them tapes, but they was at TLA. You could rent them.
Yeah, you could definitely rent them.
You could rent bum fights. I watched Faces of Death, but I never watched the bum fights.
Faces of Death, yeah.
Faces of Death. Apparently, I heard on a podcast that was all movie magic.
Yeah, same. Just, I heard it was fake.
It was just theatrical effects in all of the
I can still picture some of that stuff right now.
I understand.
It lives rent-free in my head, and you're telling me that it was bullshit.
Movie magic.
Wow.
Apparently. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I heard.
This is real, and they can't fight. All right. So, you know, I don't know if there's a call to action for the people. Is anybody here even a boxing fan?
Nobody cares. Nobody watches ladies boxing. Nobody watches that shit.
Nobody. Who watches men boxing?
I watch some of that.
Exactly. I mean, I watch UFC faster than I will boxing, but that's mostly because UFC is on TV more than boxing.
True, it is.
And also boxing's taking a hit because of the professional football.
Yeah.
Like, the people who would be the great boxers of the day now play football.
True.
it's
and because it's celebrity easy. Boxing. The celebrity mm-hmm. boxing is getting all the attention now. Nobody cares about just fighters.
I'm good at hitting people. Yeah, with
no,
fist.
Yeah. Yeah, no. You got to do something else first. Yeah. You got to be funny or something, an influencer. You got to be something else first.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do. I would watch Screech from Saved by the Bell get punched in the face. Like, I would enjoy watching that.
A lot of people did.
That.
A lot
yeah.
of people did.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then God punched him.
Shit, yeah. If you want to watch that shit now, you got to go dig his ass up.
Yeah.
If you want to watch that now, you had to go dig his ass. Dig his silly ass right up. Dang.
All right. Okay. Let's move on to the next article. This is a fun one. Hey, everybody. That is Representative Brandon Williams. He's a rep for New York, a Republican. He fired his former chief of staff and legislative director. And in that clip right there, he's arguing with Michael Gordon, who is one of those two people. The article didn't say which. Anyway, apparently they were in a heated argument. And in the argument, the representative said, and I quote, "If you fuck with my family, I'll end every relationship you have."
Damn.
Yeah, he was talking big words.
That's crazy.
This is at Syracuse University after he gave a talk. They was outside talking like it was outside.
Right, but he said that because...
It is alleged that that person said, "If you fire me, I will tell everyone about your daughter's OnlyFans account."
And Politico, which... did this article, made it so clear that they are not going to share her name.
No, they will not tell you the daughter of Brandon Williams. They will not tell you.
That's so easy to find.
Right.
But apparently she was like, oh, no, another thing that was overheard was like, before, when he knew he was getting fired, he started talking real reckless in the office. And he was like, "Fuck you. I can see your daughter put a phone in a pussy for $7.
Damn.
Allegedly.
Oh my God.
Allegedly. Yo. That wasn't on tape, but allegedly he was, yeah. It was reported to Politico.
What the fuck?
They said that. And so in a brave step, Brandon Williams actually just came out and said, That's what happened. Like, he's the one that came in. I said, he's like, "You talking about my daughter's OnlyFans?" So I told him I fuck him up. And it's like, well, all right.
But here's the thing. If you're going to begin to be transparent, I feel like you got to be all the way transparent. He should have just said the daughter's OnlyFans at that point. He should have just said it. Like, you know what? I don't even give a fuck. This is her OnlyFans. Right. Go support her. You know what
I'm
saying?
My baby. That's my baby.
Go see what I made. You know what I mean? You might as well just support her at that point.
Every time you look, just know I didn't.
Damn.
I'm just a rep. Like, I'm not a senator yet.
Is $7 like the going rate?
I have absolutely no
idea. Don't lie to me. It's $7.
I swear.
Yeah, it's different tiers of it.
Tiers.
They got girls that's 99 cents. Oh.
I keep seeing on Twitter, they be like, it's free.
They got girls that's free?
Okay.
That's how they get you in there.
That's how they get you.
I'll break it down. That's how they trick you.
Yeah.
Membership is free, but like for certain tiers of things, like a certain star that I know, I don't know, Bella Danger. like for different videos or photos, there's fees to that.
Mm-hmm. So you pay by the... Okay, but you pay by the thing.
Okay.
Okay.
It's not as affordable as Daryl's Mad Libs book, though. That's at Walmart for $5.38.
Wow. There you go.
Boom.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Boom.
What do you need OnlyFans for where you can get Kwanzaa Mad Libs?
Yeah.
You could do that with the family.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You could do fucking OnlyFans with the family, but then you're making your own set of movies.
Yeah. The Aristocrats.
It's a joke about
Daryl and I apparently only know.
Yeah, it's great. Good times. This is a whole documentary by Penn and Teller. Nothing? All right, no. Okay. The Aristocrats.
Damn, that's crazy.
That is tough.
That's crazy. You live your whole life making yourself a great man, and then
your
daughter
can
unravel it.
Let's not forget he's a fucking Republican. This dude is out here just trying to make it tougher on people, and turns out he made it tougher on his daughter.
Yeah, true.
And he had the opportunity to make it easier on her, and then he said, "No, she's bashful."
Damn, bro.
Yeah. So, and it is funny because like he won his office by a very thin margin, so he is actually one of the people who the Democrats are going to be working the hardest to unseat, because he didn't like win by a resounding majority. This is New York after all. And so who knows? This might actually, you know, this might backfire.
Oh, yeah, this could ruin him.
Make him ruin him with Republicans, but it might help him out with Democrats. They might be like, yeah. You know what?
Yeah, true.
He's one of us. His daughter got OnlyFans? True. I know that man. You know what I mean? Like, my whole family's on OnlyFans.
Yeah, yo, yo, see,
times is hard.
Technology went too far. Like, you shouldn't have to be worried about this type of shit. Like, one of my friends not too long ago, his mom was like in her 60s. Mm-hmm. His mom's ex boyfriend put out like her sex tape on Facebook.
Mm. No.
Yeah.
On
you
Facebook.
Should have to be worried about ducking your mom's sex tape.
Oh. But we
got that's something that we got to worry about now.
On
like
Facebook?
That's that's a worry of mine. Like, oh man, I hope right. some guy don't do this to my mom. Like, that's crazy.
On Facebook.
On Facebook, yeah. Yes.
Put it behind a paywall.
You see what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
You're going to throw it out there on Facebook?
On
like, that's
crazy.
Yes. They charge 99 cents for that.
Right. At least.
Right.
At least. That's against the terms of service.
You know, in my day, you had to walk in on your parents by accident.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Or you'd be rooting around in their nightstand and you find a videotape.
Find a videotape.
Find a videotape, throw it in. You'd be like, no! And then you run and take it out and you put it back and then you...
Nope, now that shit could be right on your timeline.
She's right there.
That shit could be right on your timeline, bro.
Well, I don't like it.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Three of your friends like this.
You like, what the like fuck? Right.
Don't you dare.
Yo.
Don't you dare.
Yo.
Daryl Charles like this. What?
I know.
Mama.
My mom is obsessed with you, bro. She likes all your posts.
Me and her mom.
She really
cool.
does. It's yeah. creepy.
She be poking me on Facebook.
Yes. Stop poking my mom.
I don't
he
poke
pokes
your mom.
My mom.
I poked your mom a couple times. Once you said stop poking my mom, I stopped poking your mom. I respect the friendship. Is there a video right? of me poking her? I mean, you know. You might have to go to patreon.com/DTFunHour for the video. We do have a Patreon for DTF, and you can get our exclusive
nice.
DTF Book Reports podcast where we go over books.
Mm.
Yeah.
What
kinds of books? All kinds of books. We just taped one. Timmery read two books about schizophrenia.
Mm.
I read a book by Dana Young called Irony and Outrage that would have been a wonderful talking point for right now.
But she's not here.
No. All right. So, but yeah, you can do that. But yeah, and also video of me poking Sue's mom. No, I'm just kidding. I never took video. She's a lovely lady. She's a lovely, wonderful woman.
Who gifts spatulas for Hanukkah.
Okay, nice. Maybe a little less wonderful.
Right.
A little less wonderful, but, you know.
Yikes.
Was it a nice spatula?
No,
was
it was like
it OXO? Was it a...
No, it was like Walmart brand.
Oh.
Oh, jeez.
Mm.
The grip wasn't even nice on it.
She was trying to teach you a lesson.
Yeah.
Don't have kids. Mm.
I learned that lesson well.
It worked. They'd be so mad.
Yeah.
Why do you have no kids? I saw what you had to do.
Right?
I'm not trying to do that again. What are you saying?
Ew.
Oh my God, I almost killed me and you. Like, anyway.
Kids are a struggle.
Yeah.
Oh, you have them.
I have three of them, yes. Mm. Kids are. You know what it is? It's like you're taking care of them and you're like, come on, yo, get your shit together. And then one day out of nowhere, they just get cooler than you. And you're like, damn, now I'm taking care of this person that thinks that I'm a fucking dork. They think they're cooler than me, but they can't provide shit for themselves. And that's what happens. You just get to that point where like, oh, I'm just taking care of my bully now. That's what we are.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, I definitely was. I was a jerk. I apologized to my mother when I was like 20, I think.
Yeah, same. I did it at like 32. It took me a little bit longer.
I came back. I was like, yo, I was a whole asshole.
Yeah.
She's like, wow, thank you. I was like, my bad. My bad. I know how hard
it
you was working.
Lot, yeah.
That's fucking, I was the worst.
Yeah.
Mm. And I won't do it to you again. Because guess what? I'm coming on it, not in it, baby. On it, not in it.
Yeah.
Now, them last two strokes is in my hand. Let's move on to the next. Let's move on to the next. Dump in the gut. Anyway, so Here was an article that we found on TikTok vagina trends that you should not try. Hey, everyone loves the internet. It's fun. You get to swipe and just see things.
Yeah, boric acid.
Yes.
They put boric acid in the pussy, bro.
Yes.
This is one of the trends was taking a boric acid suppository to fight a yeast infection.
So what is boric acid?
Boric acid is
roaches.
Right. It's a pretty mild acid that is known to kill roaches.
Yeah.
And you can buy it over the counter.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know why anybody would put that in their
vagina.
Here's
the thing. Huh. You when it comes to these things, we are not telling you about them so you will try them.
Yeah, don't do this, please.
We're telling you about them so we can tell you why you shouldn't try. Don't ever do that.
Unless you got roaches in your pussy.
And then, if you got roaches in your pussy, it's a whole different problem. Yeah, boric acid ain't gonna fix what's wrong in your life. If you go reaching in your drawers and a roach crawls out, whether it's a animal or the last of a blunt, either way, if you find a roach in your panties,
yeah,
you be on boric acid. You need. So listen. They talked to a doctor. The people, I don't even remember what website it was.
Cosmo.
Oh, yes. The infallible Cosmopolitan magazine.
Because the ads, every single
swipe,
thing,
yeah,
you had to swipe. But I was on a computer, a desktop computer. So I had to flick my mouse's bean through this article. It was a lot.
And so, listen, this, you know, the boric acid one I was going to save for this number six, but
sorry.
But no, it's fine. But the funny thing is, they were like, they had to give the science answer, which is like, there haven't been enough studies to say that boric acid helps, all right? So in the meantime, why don't you use something that is past studies and use some of the creams or suppositories that are available in stores that can clear up a yeast infection in a day or a couple of days.
But you can buy boric acid in a store.
For like $2.99, you get a whole box of it.
Right, it's much cheaper. Box.
It's like right next to Arm & Hammer. You just sprinkle it on there and wait until it starts burning.
Write the date on the box.
There's no way a yeast infection can be that bad where you buying fucking bug killer and putting it in your pussy. There's no way it feels that bad.
I hear it's itchy and uncomfortable. I'm not going to.
Yeah, okay, but you going to go buy some Raid and just start spraying Raid in your pussy? That's crazy.
I mean, that spray might feel good.
But like, you know what?
The spray up there. But I get
like,
that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but like, it's like a cream that you just shoot in there or whatever. Anyway, okay, so. Another TikTok trend was vabbing, which is vaginal dabbing, which is where you put a finger in. Yeah, yeah. You like vaginally dab. You put a finger in and then you put it, like, you apply vaginal secretions like they're perfume.
Ew, what?
So like,
no.
Behind your ear.
I'll never do that. And that. What the hell?
The idea being, and why am I discussing the ideas? Don't do this.
Yeah, don't do that.
But honestly, that I couldn't give a shit about because this is a low risk thing. Like the idea is that
that's not gonna hurt anybody.
The pheromones from your vagina might attract people who like vaginas.
But you know what? That might work, yo. That honestly might.
Yeah, you'd be like.
or second thought.
Why is my mouth watering out here? I shouldn't. It's for the rides, baby.
That's why, like, I don't know about shaking people's hands, like where their fingers have been.
Well, that's the other thing. So here's the tip I'll give. If you want to do some vabbing, just wash your hands. Wash your hands. That's in the article. They were like, before you do it and after.
Yeah, right.
Your natural wonders are full of natural bacteria and things that probably shouldn't just be willy-nilly put places. Mm-hmm. That's why you got underwear on. It's so the inside of your pants don't fall apart.
Or if you want to skip a couple steps and you don't want to wash your hands, just piss on yourself. Fuck it. Just piss. Just let it all out.
It's not the same. It's not the same secretions.
It's not the same. My bad. I thought it was all the same. Sorry.
Usually in porn, they drink a lot of water to make it real clear and then they just bear down. But anyway, listen. That's vabbing. Then they have moisturizing melts, which again are suppositories you're supposed to put in to change the viscosity or flavor or smell of your vagina. Again, none of this shit has been run by a doctor. These places who would be selling this to you are just trying to play on your fear of your own natural smells. You smell wonderful. Mm-hmm. Believe me.
Thank you.
People who are interested in vaginas.
Goddamn right.
If you walk by smelling like vagina, I'd probably be like,
mm-hmm.
A hint of cinnamon?
Ooh.
It's nutty.
Her, mm-hmm. She about, ooh, she ovulating. Let me leave her alone. Let me leave her alone. No, mm-mm. I don't even, mm-mm. That's a three strokes. Anyway, so don't do that. Your vagina has a delicate balance of bacteria and yeast. We want to let those things do what they're supposed to do. So don't do that. Then
Yeah, I heard on TikTok, if you eat a lemon, it'll stop your period.
Yeah, that was one.
Oh, wow.
Taking a shot of lemon juice will delay your period.
Okay.
And listen, it's one of those things like, nothing works like that. Like, none of this.
No.
Have you ever looked? Like, people think that the human body is like a cartoon or some shit like that.
It's like the WB.
Like, it's a fucking episode of Animaniacs or some shit like that. Right. It's not the way any of this works. For one, your stomach acid breaks down everything that you swallow. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
So. I looked.
Yeah.
And they were like, orally. An oral shot. None of it works like that. We've debunked this on a previous DTF about like food to eat to make it come taste better. There is no food to eat to make it come taste better.
But you could eat stuff to make it taste worse.
You can, yes.
I know from...
Damn.
From empirical knowing. Evidence.
Yes.
Yes, that's I understand. Crazy. Yes, again, it's just about, and we'll cover this in the next section, but if you want you yourself, whatever your secretions are, to taste better... What you should do is drink a lot of water.
Yeah, just drink
and
water.
Be healthy. Just
or just
exercise.
Let it go all the way to the back and down your throat, and you don't even taste it. So it could taste like anything. You
there you go.
Know.
There you go. Boom.
Yeah, so, stop worrying about what your secretions taste like. Yeah. Don't even worry about that.
Yeah.
It's not your problem.
Or
that's somebody else's problem.
That's
not
true.
Your problem.
It's not your problem.
Yeah, let them worry about what it tastes like. Tell that bitch put some sugar on her tongue. She be all right.
She'll be fine.
She'll be okay.
She'll be fine. Yeah. We gonna fun dip it real fast.
Yeah, right.
Yay!
That'll make everything fine.
We got a little fun dip out there. Ain't no thing. It's supposed to be green.
It's supposed to be green.
It's Christmas.
You dip it and it turns blue.
So also steaming. Apparently vaginal steaming is a thing. They say please don't do that.
Oh, that's not good either. I thought that was a real one. That's not a real one.
No. Well, the idea is that it's supposed to like make it tighter. Or
oh, I didn't know that's what they
or
do.
Or do some shit like that, and it's like your pussy is not a pair of pants.
You gotta get the wrinkles out.
You're not gonna
out.
Get the wrinkles out
yeah.
with a little steam. You are going to do damage to yourself. Again, you might upset the pH that is a natural pH balance for a vagina, and also if you are pregnant and in a particular stage of development, you could fuck the baby up.
So damn.
Like, don't do it. They also put that as a thing for like everything,
all of them.
And I think that that's just some like. Anti-woman shit where they're just like you are a vessel for another life, you better stop living.
Oh yeah, that's
like,
fucked up.
Stop steaming your vagina. There's a baby in there. It's like
you're making them hot.
Yeah.
Stop it.
I think it's a little bullshit, but again, don't steam. And then on the converse of that is putting ice in the pussy, and here again the idea being it'll help to tighten it. And again, it's not, but the swelling will go. I mean, when I'm done, you know what I mean? Yeah, get a little ice pack on there. But you want to put the ice pack on top, not inside. Mm. Also, I mean, look, if you want to do a little trick. But for one, you want to wet the ice cube first so it doesn't get the freeze effect.
Oh,
you don't get that. You don't want to get
damn.
That.
Damn.
That, okay. What's the
where he stuck
sticks
to
his
the,
tongue
what's
on the pole?
The white movie with the.
A Christmas story.
Christmas story. You don't want a Christmas story to pussy. Don't do that.
Yeah.
So you want to wet it. And two, again, wash your hands. You want to be, if stuff's going in there, make sure it's clean. That also goes for people with penises like to put them in vaginas. Wash them. Be a gentleman.
Yeah, wash it off.
Thank you.
Wash it off. At least, you know,
and when you piss, when you piss, use toilet paper, guys. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, dab it.
Don't just piss and shake. That's not enough. You're going to have piss all in your drawers. Get some damn toilet paper.
We've been talking a lot about dabbing.
The older you get. Especially the older you get, boy. Sometimes,
oh, what?
I'd be damn near jacking off.
Listen,
I'd be like,
real rat. Yo, listen, I got to trick my dick now. Like, at this point, I got to trick my dick. I got to take the toilet paper, put it over my dick, then put it in my drawers.
And let it come out a little bit.
Oh, we in the drawers now. He let the rest of the piss out. Then I put my dick back like, ah, I tricked you, nigga.
I got you, bitch.
You know what I'm saying? Ah.
It's the whole thing.
Yeah, the dick tried, because the dick wanted to put piss in your drawers. He just wanted to. For some reason. I don't know why, but he just wanted to do that.
He's upset from all the beatings.
He is.
Tired of this shit. This dude's an abuser.
I'll show him right.
This is like a help. It's a help in Morse code down my fucking pants. Help! He won't leave me alone. He's a serial abuser. He just told me the night's the night. Dick's doing
it. Yo. Yo, damn, bro.
Oh, that brings us to our next regular segment. We're here to help.
There you go.
Yeah, so we're here to help. All about vaginas. I figured it was very funny for me to do a "We're Here to Help About Vaginas" while Tim Marie was out of the country. She can't save you now. So yeah, here's a vagina. This is what they look like, everybody. Huh?
Wait, why that one got all them flaps like that on?
Because
the
flaps are what it is about, baby. So there are two sets of lips for the vagina. There's the labia majora, which is what you'll probably see when you first take them panties off, or just lift the... Anyway, and if you move them a little bit, you'll see labia minora, right? The majora are the big ones. Those are usually... They might have hair on them. And the minora don't have hair on them.
They got candles.
And sometimes the menorah can be longer than the majora. They can stick out or they can flare out. And so vaginas look different. It's a part of the natural splendor that is life. And then so at the top, you'll have the mons pubis, right? That's not labeled here. And then you have the clitoris. That's the little man in the boat. And you got to shake the boat, wake the man up. That's just... Pussy eating knowledge for free out here. You want to go for the clit, not direct stimulation. You want to stimulate around it until it stands up and is able to take a beat.
I've learned there's so much clitoris that we don't see.
Oh yeah, the
it's
clitoris,
a whole thing. Yeah, that's like a dinosaur.
It looks like the face hugger in Alien.
Yes.
What the hell?
So the clitoris looks like this. So the clitoris looks like this. Like this is the clit that you see, and then like running down the legs. Is the rest of that nerve ending.
That's why the leg shape. Okay.
Huh? That's why you should kiss the thighs. Nice. Also, just thighs. I mean, you know what I mean? Just,
thighs are beautiful.
Oh, man, you get a good suck on the thigh. It's just a... Anyway, so then there's that. There's a urethral opening. That's where the pee comes out. And, you know, people say that they...
Wait, the pee don't come out of the clit?
No.
What the...
There's another hole.
What?
There's a hole under the clit, the urethral opening.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
I just learned some shit. And I got 3 kids. I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, and you should especially know this.
That's
if you
crazy.
If you have a baby and you're trying to change this baby, you want to make sure that you clean the urethral opening on a vagina when you are changing a diaper, because you know kids shit on themselves, and you want to make sure
that shit gets everywhere.
Right, you want to make sure that is clear, because that is if you get anything in there,
like a melt,
or
a fun dip,
a piece of sugar, all that stuff, it can lead to a urinary tract infection. Mm-hmm. The fact that women's urethral openings are so close to the vaginal opening is another reason why women are so much more likely to get UTIs from sex. It's because of the placement of the urethral opening.
That's why you should always pee after
when
sex.
You're done. If you can, just and yes,
force
and it's
it
also
out.
Shorter. It's also shorter. You know, well, also depends on who you are. Anyway, so yeah, and that's the vagina or the vulva. The vulva is the whole thing. The vagina is the opening.
So did I tell you that my after 40 years of age, my gynecologist finally approved me for a hysterectomy?
You did tell me that.
Now everybody knows.
Congratulations.
I've been asking since I was like, I've been married for 20 years. I've been asking for 20 years. I don't want kids. Don't like kids. I'm a preschool coach. I'm a preschool teacher. Have been for 15 years. Love other people's kids. Not interested in my own. And I finally, got the okay.
And doctors will not allow.
Nope. You might change
women.
Your mind.
That's crazy.
She's Irish. Oh, you might change your mind, dear.
Really?
Yeah, they will not. If a woman.
For 20 years, I've been told no.
If a 20-year-old woman walks in and says, I don't want a fucking.
They don't just let you do it?
Nope. No. And what did my husband need to get a vasectomy?
What?
Nothing. They just gave him one.
That's why they recommend. If you don't want to have kids, the man should get a vasectomy because it's much easier.
Yeah.
Because they will not let a woman get a hysterectomy.
That's horrible.
Off GP.
So stupid.
It's damn. Very dumb.
So I'm just bragging to them.
Because they're like, oh, ladies,
there are
shit.
Complications yeah. that will take place, but the complications are very similar to menopause.
Yeah.
And it just happens all at once and then it's done.
Right, right. Damn, that's horrible.
Yeah.
They don't let ladies do shit.
Nah. It's almost like they aren't free.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Damn, bro.
Let's move on. Also, how to actually maintain your vaginal health. Do not put anything in there. They are self-cleaning little ovens. Allow them to clean. Also, you got to air it out. So you want to wear cotton drawers, something breathable, even no drawers. They actually do not recommend no drawers. They're like, cotton drawers, put a barrier there somewhere. You'd be sitting on the bus and stuff. So
yeah, that's true. Yeah, right.
They'd be like, hey, watch out.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, you don't want to sit on the bus with no draw. You can't free ball
like,
on the
you
bus.
You get off and it's like, like what? Like
I imagine you wouldn't just be.
What?
How you be sitting? Anyway, all right.
Damn.
You put the whole sticker on the.
Just leave a print.
Damn.
I've been leaving butt prints on stuff. It's hot. Anyway, what's good for your health is also good for your hoo-ha, right? So yeah, hydrate, eat nutritious foods, use probiotics, you know, have some yogurt every once in a while, don't smoke, etc. All these things can make you smell bad, and like those, like the typical vices, drinking, smoking, eating fatty foods, that kind of stuff can offset your natural pH mm-hmm. and your natural balance and make you smell bad. So if you're worried about how you smell, worried about how you taste, one, just bathe before someone has to smell or taste you. Or two,
boom.
Fucking drink a lot of water so that it's mostly
quit smoking cigarettes.
It's mostly liquid.
Don't smoke cigarettes. Yeah.
And not everyone needs Kegel exercises. People say this all the time, like, do your Kegels. Not everybody needs it. Like,
okay, but
uh-huh.
if you are, you know, 40,
sure,
right? And your doctor's like, hey, maybe try them for like your pee health or whatever. Mm-hmm. So you try them and like they don't really help. But your husband notices a difference and he likes it a lot, then maybe try them.
Yeah.
Maybe that's really exciting and
no
something.
Problem with
oh,
it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like you don't have to do them like religiously. I think do them while the dick's inside you, please.
Everybody do it right now.
On behalf of the dicks. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
If you don't know, this is where Timmery would swoop in. But if you don't know how to do your Kegels, and they're just pelvic floor muscle contractions. That's what they are. Kegel is the name of the guy who was like, I stole this science from an indigenous person. So, think
Brian,
about when you're
Brian
peeing.
Kegel.
Brian Kegel took it from fucking Pocahontas. Sack of your squeezer. So you think about when you're peeing, the muscle that you use to stop peeing, when you try to hold pee in, that's you doing your Kegel. That's you contracting your pelvic floor muscle. So what you want to do to exercise it is you want to hold it and like count down from five. Like, so hold 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, release. And then 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, then hold 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, release. You want to do that 8 to 12 times and you should be good. If you really want an advanced Kegel exercise, you want to try that.
Because I'm on that level now.
I understand. You want to try it, but you want to try to get it without making your butthole tight.
How do you move those separate?
You
need a spotter for that.
What the hell?
Yeah, it's a
can
slight.
Can we practice
what?
Later?
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
It's a slight. That's the thing. You just got to try to focus without tightening your butthole. So go real hard.
Yeah. Well, if you don't have a pussy, then how can you tell me you don't got no pussy?
Because you still have those muscles. You still have the. It's the muscles that make your dick jump.
Okay. It's the muscles that make your
dick jump. Oh, that's another thing.
Oh yeah, you can't. There's no way you cannot make your dick jump without making your asshole tight. That's they do it at the same time.
Your dick won't jump, but you could twitch it without making your asshole tight, and then
bro, that's
and then,
crazy.
And then you strengthen it. So that's another thing to do. Like, you know, if you get out the shower and you got a bit of a chubby, you take the towel and you rest it on there.
Yeah, hang it from your dick, and then make your dick look like this.
Yeah, and then try to lift the towel. That's so cute. Another way to work.
Yeah, I've been doing this since I was like 10.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Oh yeah, that's just
that's
yeah.
fun.
As soon as my mom stopped drying me off,
was, yeah, yeah,
it was towel game.
Hang the towel right from your dick.
Towel time.
Like, let me dry you off. I got it. All right.
Yo, you ever start grabbing multiple towels to see how many you can lift up, bro? You start hanging.
You're power lifting.
Hang four towels from your dick. You're like, let's see if I can do this.
Well, like in my Facebook feed, there's like a thing you can buy, and it's a game on your phone.
That really?
That has an insert.
Yeah, I want that.
What?
Yeah, like, that's something that people
it's like
sell.
Mario
that's
for your crazy. Pussy.
Yeah, like, and there's like a little game where you squeeze it to make them jump. It's like what? Playing like yeah. Flappy Bird
oh, that's with
your
shit.
With your bird.
Christmas is coming up, y'all.
There you go.
I'm going to get another spatula. Let's
the
be real.
Seventh day of Kwanzaa is the gift one. All right. Cool. Yeah. So let's move on to our next regular segment. Fucking idiot, fucking brilliant. It's pretty self-explanatory. Somebody's dumb, someone's smart, and we give them their props each. So let's go to the fucking idiot. We always do this first. So there's the Conroe Independent School District in Texas. You know, Texas, that bastion of liberty.
I love the title of the article was Mysterious Woman.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go on to give her full government name, age, where she grew up,
it's
who
hard
she works
to be,
for.
Yeah, it's hard to be. So she walked in and she said, I was at a Scholastic book fair when I was young. And I read a book, and in the book, there was a kiss,
mm-hmm.
this kiss. And I was, what should she say? She was like a 10-year-old. She was like young.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, and that kiss in that book turned me into a porn addict. And I spent years looking at porn, and it made me depressed and suicidal. And so the way to fix this is to remove the Scholastic book fairs from schools, because they're going to turn kids into drooling porn monsters like me.
And replace it with Kirk Cameron's books.
Yes, and replace it with Skytree book fairs, which is actually sponsored by Brave Books. What's Brave Books, you ask? Why, it's the place that she fucking worked at. It didn't take long. And it was funny because the article was like, it's not on a LinkedIn, but she worked there. Like, ooh, it was great. And so, like, yeah, this is all a ploy by these people. They pay their employees to go to these schools. And, you know, it's called astroturfing, where you make it seem like more people care about a problem than not by paying people to show up. Mm. It's the same thing they were saying about like people at fucking women's march. It's like, oh, they're just paid protesters by George Soros. And, you know, it's all deflection when they're actually paying people to show up at these places and do this shit. It's the whole fucking Moms for Liberty nonsense where it's like six people who just keep calling into every fucking school board and saying that the frogs are gay now. So, yeah, and it's Brave Books who are behind a lot of Kirk Cameron books, a lot of right wing stuff. Go find the article that we found. I guess go on our Patreon to get a link to the. Anyway, but it was really funny because they listed all the different kinds of books and the people who write these books, and it's just hilarious. It's like terrible books. Like it's like a book about It was like a hippo that wanted to fly, and so.
Yeah, and like the fox was like, fox was oh like,
you can fly. We'll just give you wings. And then when the hippo tries to fly, it falls down. And then someone comes out and be like, you got your head full of those progressive ideas. Uh-huh. Now you're a broken hippo on the ground. Like those trans kids. Like it's horrifying shit.
Yeah.
And that's what these people make books about.
Yeah. So replace.
And so
Goosebumps.
Yeah.
With this.
No Encyclopedia Brown, fucking books by Kirk Cameron and Jack Probosek. So yeah, absolute trash people. That's why it's in fucking idiot. But then we will go to fucking brilliant. And in fucking brilliant, we have an abortion clinic run by the Satanic Temple that is dedicated to Sam Alito's mom.
Nice.
It's a thing. Sam Alito, you might not know, is a fucking conservative Supreme Court justice. And the Satanic Temple opened an abortion clinic in New Mexico named after his mom.
It's literally, isn't it called like...
It's called the Sam Alito... Look, it's the grand opening of Samuel Alito's mom's satanic abortion clinic.
He
don't even
got his mom name. Yeah. It's his mom.
It's not even like Karen Alito.
It's Rose. That's nice. It's Rosa, Rosa Alito. But no, they're like, no, it's Samuel Alito's mom's satanic abortion clinic in New Mexico.
It's online?
Yeah.
I can get a freaking abortion.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not gonna, because they gonna rip my insides out. Yes.
Yeah.
They got the abortion pills for $91 at that clinic.
They do. Yes. It's affordably priced.
Very cheap. And very, very cheap. $91.
But here, again, like, and we bring up the Satanic Temple a lot here at DTF because they are a... the Satanic Temple is a non-theistic faith who use Satan as a symbol of rebellion, rational inquiry, personal sovereignty, and resistance against tyranny. It was founded in 2013. So when people decide to show up with a lot of arcane rules and tyranny and say that it's because it's God's sacred plan and in this country we respect religion, the Satanic Temple shows up and says, hey, we're a religion, and we think you're full of shit.
I feel like they could get way further without the Satan affiliation.
Without a doubt. But they do it to piss off the people who would use God.
Right.
And the thing that they're doing is that they're saying that the way to do, if you try to get an abortion with them, they will tell you how to perform the sacrament of abortion. So they are directly tying it to religious freedom to be able to fight for the ability to do this stuff in a place like New Mexico, which has a very theistic a government that tries to say that religious freedom is the reason why we're removing rights. So instead of using God to take away rights, they're using a godlike figure, or the devil as a figure, to keep people with the right to medicine, because they also are big on science and rationality and all that stuff. So you can find the article to figure out what the thing, because they do tell you what the ritual is, but really it's like look in the mirror and be like, I own my shit.
Yeah.
And then take the fucking pills. And when you're done, be like, yeah, this is me. And that's it.
Yep.
But because they're doing that, and also, you know, there are few laws saying what makes a religion a religion. People just say that something's a religion and that's it. So by making it part of that, they are kind of doing the work of like forcing the justice system to really put a legal limit on what you can say is religion. And it's just a logical way to be like, okay, what are the rules? Because you can't just say it is whatever the fuck I want it to be. It just, they'd probably do better if it was like Saint Gabriel's religion or whatever, or the Archangel. But yeah, right. They just say the Archangel Lucifer's thing, but you know, it's the Satanic Temple. And it's not to be confused with the Church of Satan, which is a different church run by a guy who apparently is not that good of a person. Mm-hmm. But still, so like every time you see like, oh, we got to put up a Bethlehem, Jesus in the manger at the court, and then someone else shows up and they're like, we want a Baphomet statue. It's usually the Satanic Temple showing up and being like, y'all said every religion. So we just want to put
every religion.
We just want to put this horn goat thing for one of the days. Just one. And then they'd be like, well, we ain't putting up nothing. They'd be like, well, thank
you. There you go.
Thank you very much.
Freedom of religion. Problem solved.
Right. Problem solved. And then we won't do it. So it's these people. And they fucking rock.
There's a church group that made. So there's an abortion clinic on Cherry Street. There's a church group that made a fake clinic with a very similar name, so that when people look it up for abortions, they call the wrong place, and they schedule an abortion at a place that doesn't exist, and then they go down to the real clinic to get an abortion. They're like, we don't even have you on schedule.
Yep. Ew.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Oh, it happens all over the place.
Yeah, it's super
it happens
fucked
all over
up.
The place. They do that. They'll fake names, or they'll have a different name and they'll just use SEO, search engine optimization, to get up to the top of the list. And then they'll book it and it'll actually be a place. And then when you go to actually get your abortion done, they just bring you in a room and they tell
and
you
they talk and you out of it,
and they just talk you out of it.
Yeah.
Or they get information from you to find out like how far are you along and stuff like that. And they string you along and then they say, hey, you're actually out of time. Like it's a lot of fucking malfeasance going on around here. And one day Satan will stop it.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. Forcing people to have kids, bro. It's fucking, that's nuts.
It's fucking wild. You got to be a fucking weirdo for that.
Yeah, you force people to have, like, come on. It's already too many people on this goddamn planet. Why the fuck are you doing that? Oh, let me get the
I want a fucking litter. You know what I mean? I can't litter now. It's too many people on the goddamn ground. So we'll go to our next regular segment. It's game time. Woo! All right, it's game time. I've come up with a game that we this month are calling the Holiday Hookup Quiz.
Uh-oh.
It's the holidays, and random magazines have come up with things about hooking up during the holidays. So I've made a little quiz about it. Who wants to go first? It's 6 questions in total.
Mm. Yep.
All right, ladies first. Sue, you are first. Question number 1. Cosmopolitan magazine suggested full body contact sex positions during the cold holiday nights. Which one of these is not a suggested position?
Can I look back
there? Yeah, you can totally look.
Great.
Is it A, the lover's embrace? That's missionary, but you're on your side. Is it B, 69?
Nice.
Or is it C, laying down doggy? It's doggy style, but with laying with lazy dogs. It's where everybody's just laying on top of each other. So 2 of these were suggested. 1 of them wasn't. Which one is not the one?
I feel like 69, you could have some separation if you choose to. So I'm going to say 69.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Well, the answer is 69.
Nice. Yeah, you got a little air pocket in the 69.
Got a little air pocket. But I, honestly, if you really, I mean, you just got to fucking throw it in a throat and then you can
cut that air right off.
Hey, you know what I mean? Sometimes it makes it move weird. Mm. Next question, Naeem.
What we got?
Cosmo suggested some ways to heat up your sex life in the winter months. Which one of these is not a suggested method? A, drinking a cup of mint tea before you perform some oral. B, keeping your socks on during sex. Or C, getting flirty for fun at your holiday work party.
Damn, bro. This question hard as hell.
Which one is not a suggested method?
We talking of heating up your sex life?
Do you want to heat it up?
Well, getting flirty has nothing to do with sex. Because just because you flirt don't mean you're going to have sex afterwards. And what if you're in a relationship? Getting flirty could ruin your life.
Sometimes that's a spice. I was outside like a little slut. You might go, yeah.
Yeah, that could fucking ruin you.
Yeah,
but then also, also keeping your socks on during sex, that's no traction. If you standing up, you hitting it from the back, bro.
Maybe your feet are up in the air.
And also, I don't want my girl to keep her socks on during sex either. Like, what are we doing?
Unless they're grippy socks.
Yeah, maybe grippy socks.
Get them hospital socks?
Hospital socks?
They fucking made like for Spider-Man out there. You be like, what?
Yeah, those socks made for fucking.
They really are.
Damn, okay. This is crazy. But why did I completely overlook drinking a cup of mint tea? I completely overlooked that one. Like, that was normal. And that's not normal either. You would drink a cup of mint tea before
enjoy, oral? People enjoy some mint tea.
Damn.
It's minty.
It is mint, and it's hot tea. So that just might feel extra good. All right, so you know what? I got to go with C, getting flirty.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
The answer is getting flirty for fun at your holiday work party.
Nice.
It was actually said that, like, women, if they keep their socks on, warm feet, more likely to have an orgasm.
Yes. I actually said that on another podcast. You're right about that. Okay. I looked that up. Yeah. That's true.
Keep your socks on. More likely to
have because y'all get distracted. Women get distracted from cold hands and cold feet, and it stops them from coming. So they got to have socks on.
And gloves, apparently.
Yeah, gloves.
Get them freaky freezes
on. Hell yeah. Get her goddamn Scully. Put a hat on while you at it. Put a hat on.
You better get that North Face out the closet. I'm about to break you off.
I ain't wear that coat at.
You better bundle.
Have a whole snowsuit.
Hell yeah.
Fucking starfish. Like, <laughs> <laughs>
good luck finding my pussy under all this.
But that's so crazy. They can't have any distractions.
No.
Like temperature. I never think about temperature when I'm fucking, bro.
Oh, God. It never crosses my mind. Breeze blows in, I'm fucked off.
Really?
Oh, no, what? Oh, that's crazy. No.
A cold breeze blows in, I'm like, you got another 5 minutes out of me.
Hell yeah. Yep.
You better put a fan on.
Hell yeah.
Boy, yeah, I'm an engine. It's oh, it's
the dog
terrible.
Starts barking. I'm like, is somebody in the yard? Well, now we gotta go walk.
They can have no distraction. No.
You gotta fuck to in a sensory deprivation yes! tank.
That's crazy.
Put a head in the bucket.
Hey, now that's something I have not tried yet.
Gotta fuck with a head in the bucket. All right, cool. Question number three, Sue. So for the last four questions. I looked at the Everlywell Holiday Hookup Survey. Mm. Everlywell is like an online wellness health app. And they surveyed 850 singles between the ages of 18 and 44 about their going back home for the holidays and having sex. Mm. So, based on this survey, Sue, who is more likely to have sex when they go back to their hometowns for the holidays? Is it men or women?
I feel like more women are also doing other women.
Mm.
And Hallmark movies tell me that when the woman goes back to her hometown, but then she's having sex with a man because a Hallmark would never make a woman-on-woman movie.
They recently, this year, they've added one.
Why? Did someone there die?
Nice.
In real life?
They've added a lot of lesbian stuff.
Good for them.
About to say, nice. You should listen to Hallmarkable, which is a podcast with Kristen Finger and Kevin
Reagan.
Well,
good for them.
They cover a lot of those.
I'm going to say women.
You're going to say women?
50-50 shot.
The answer is men. It's men. Yeah, 35% of women say that they have sex when they go back home versus 68% of men.
Now, you know what? I believe that.
Men always lie.
That's true. Yeah, men going to lie and say they had sex with more people.
Yeah.
And women going to lie and say they're not having sex with nobody.
True, right? No, I went home. I was just with my family.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, it's eight dicks.
Yeah. And then meanwhile, all the men gonna call their friends and be like, yo, you know who I fucked? Remember Shannon that was in 12th grade with us?
Yeah,
remember her? I fucked her. And they was lying. They never fucked this lady.
She wasn't even there. She been dead for 3 years.
They didn't even see her the whole time they was home. That's crazy.
Cool. Next question. Naeem, when it comes to holiday hookups, which is the higher reported hookup location? The family home or a hotel.
Why isn't the car an option?
Yeah, I feel like the car would be the highest.
It wasn't one of the things.
Family home or a hotel?
Yeah, which?
I mean, well, I'm going to say this just because I hope it's this. I hope it's the hotel. Because don't fuck nobody at your mom's house, bro. Right. What you doing?
What you talking about? This is nostalgia. What you talking about?
Fuck. Don't be fucking nobody in your mom's house.
The door don't have a lock.
That's crazy. I don't want to fuck nobody at my mom's house.
Uh-uh.
We can fuck anywhere else but my mom. We can fuck at a cemetery. I'm not fucking at my mom's house. That's
sometimes
crazy.
You want that old thing back. You go home and be like, yo, I used to fuck in this room. The bed different.
Bro, that was
scary. But the stroke
job.
Game is the Those, same.
That was the most risky fuck.
Hope it's better.
Oh, he's still got the stars on the ceiling.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. You're really into Lisa Frank, weren't you? It's colder in here than I remember. God damn it. That's enough. Get off. So, your final answer is?
I'm going to say hotel.
Your final answer is hotel.
I hope so.
Boom! It's nice. The hotel. Less than 10% said they would do it at the family
home.
Yeah,
don't fuck at your mom's house. Get your shit together. Don't do that. Your mom sneak in. Your mom come in while you in there fucking. That's not right.
One of the things they did say is like, if you do want to fuck at the family home, do
Put
it in the shower.
Put a sock on the door.
Do it. Do it in the shower when you're taking the shower because people tend to give you peace.
Yeah, that
while
makes
you,
sense.
While you're showering. But not in my mom's place. It's like a 2-bedroom apartment.
Mm. Yeah,
ain't no
right.
way two people gonna sneak in the fucking shower.
My mom not let me bring no girl in the bathroom with me.
No.
I could be married to the lady. She'd be like, y'all cannot go in the bathroom.
No.
She not let me do that.
And it was all small. It was like one of those single showers. So you would just hear like, thump, thump, like,
what the hell y'all doing in there?
I dropped the soap.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Gaw, gaw. What is that?
There's a chicken
I was getting
in
between
here.
My toes. I'm getting between my toes. Cool. It's 2-1. Two, when it comes to hometown hookups, which is more likely, finding a new partner or fucking an old partner? Is it a new fling or an old thing?
I mean, like,
see what
you,
I did there.
You go home and it's just your same.
The question is, what did people Jeff report?
Jeff from up the street.
Is it Jeff
right?
from up the street, or is it that he goes to a different school?
Is it unrequited love that you didn't have a chance with back in the day? And it's a new thing?
No. No, it's just someone you don't know versus someone that you used to fuck.
Yeah, it's somebody you used to fuck, and then they liked your Facebook picture.
Yeah,
in the
yep.
middle of
that's
the
always
night.
How it happens.
Yeah, it was the middle of the night.
That's
it was
the rule
like
of my marriage.
2:30.
It got me divorced. Facebook. Some high school lady liking my pic.
Too many likes.
Yeah.
Stop posting thirst traps.
You're right.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. He was proud of himself. He was just like, look, I'm working out. Yeah. Like, I know you are.
Yeah, that's true.
Like that.
You were pudgy when we were used to be young. What's up, big head?
Exactly. You get some muscles, pull some shirt off pics.
I'm going with B.
You going with B?
Yeah.
The answer is A.
Oh,
it's A.
Okay.
Yeah. More people are just finding new folks to fuck.
Hey, good for them.
Back at the house. Cool. All right. There's one question left. Naeem's got a strong lead. So, when it comes to people going for the old thing, who's more likely to do it?
Ooh.
Is it men or women?
Oh, women for sure. Because you know what, yo? Women get like, they like create a whole myth around you. You see what I'm saying? They do. They create this whole story around you, and then they talk to you like that's reality.
Because they find it in their Facebook or because they,
yeah, I think
they use it as a reference?
Women like stories. Women like fucking, they like happy endings and good stories and shit like that. So they just create them.
Or they just don't want to raise their body count.
True too. That's true. That's very true.
I mean, you know what you're getting into.
Yeah, that's true.
That don't even really count. We fucked 13 years ago.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's true.
So that's the same guy. That's fine.
I mean, like in this day and age, I just know that you're probably not going to murder me. So like, that's a plus.
Oh yeah, I mean, but you know, you just got to make sure you put your thumbprint on the trunk.
Yes.
Trunk of the car.
Leave hair everywhere.
Like, hey, what's up? Just scratch him real fast. I'm so crazy.
I'm so silly.
You were here.
Yeah, you know, my sister does something that's
epithelial
super
cells.
My sister, she figures out a way to like sneak and take people's wallet and then take a picture of their ID. And I'm like, that could be what gets you killed. That could be the thing where this guy's like, what are you fucking stealing from me? Why the fuck are you, why are you
trying to steal my identity?
I'm like, why are you taking, I'm like, how did you get this picture of his whole ID? What did you do?
Hey, look. You know, well, I mean, that was the thing that like fucking destroyed fucking Backpage on like Craigslist and shit. Mm. It was like sex workers were trading tips on like how to stay safe and survive. And one of those things was before you meet with a person, when you meet them online, be like, send me your ID.
Yeah.
Like, send me a picture of your ID. And it's not like I'm a whore. Like, my entire job is discretion.
Yeah, right.
But what I want is a picture of your ID so that you don't come acting crazy.
Yeah, so you can't kill me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then it was working. And then they were like, take it away. They probably did it in New Mexico.
Yeah.
All right, so your final answer is?
I will say women.
And the real answer is women.
Hey,
it's women.
Yep.
It is women, 40% to 25. So with a final score, it is Sue with 1, Naeem with 3.
That's right. I've ruined a lot of relationships. Been divorced once. Got a couple of baby moms. Know all about this game.
Yeah. I've been married 20 years happily. I have
See,
no
you don't know
I know nothing.
You got this, the right score.
Yeah.
You know nothing about these things.
Yeah, you take this back home. Look, baby.
Babe, I lost so hard.
Oh, shit. I'm about fucking when I'm going home. So I'm about to go home. This is how you gain trust. And then that's when you... That's when you get a sneaky body count in.
There you go.
I do the Kegels and he don't care.
You're right, that's true.
Nothing else matters.
That's the other, yeah. I mean, it's like, hey, it feel different in here. No, it don't. No, it do not. For every stroke, I did 3. All right. So, Naeem, you've won our prize being able to talk about yourself first.
Ooh.
Nice. Check me out on my podcast, Do Regular Deer Tag. I have another podcast called Ayo Actually. It's all about facts, the most rarest, unbelievable facts. Check that out. And follow me on Instagram, Naeem2_Ali.
Oh, two of them, not one.
Yes, two. You only gave me one?
Hey,
come
look.
Come on, bro. Damn.
Hey, look.
Don't ever type that in. Whoever the fuck that is a loser. Don't ever type that in. It's two underscores.
Sweet.
I also checked my Instagram once in the last 3 years, so I don't know what's on there.
Oh, that's because you're married. Sweet. You're married.
Right. Yeah. I think I put the dogs on there.
I think so.
Great. Yeah.
Isn't it? Oh, no. You put your pictures on Facebook.
Yeah. Because I'm 40.
Oh, understandable.
So
understandable.
That's where these things happen. Well, I don't have any extracurricular activities because I am a graduate student pursuing my PhD.
Nice.
So once a month, you can find me here at Comedy Sports, I guess, right?
And don't you sing?
Oh, I do improvised musical off the record. I think we have a show coming up here in February.
Look at that. It's a fully improvised musical based on your suggestions. They do an hour-long show.
Yeah, full that's of songs ridiculous. That's really hard.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really hard. We used to do a rap one.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, really hard.
Very hard.
It takes a
lot of brain.
Yeah.
I can do school or work or improv. It's 11 o'clock at night.
Like, yeah.
It stops working at some point.
I completely understand.
Yeah. My brain, it's working hard.
Cool. Well, I'm Daryl Charles. You can find me on all the things that Daryl underscore. I just got a Spill account. I think I'm Daryl Comedy on there.
What?
Spill. It's like a black Twitter.
Oh, nice.
It's like
it's a black Twitter? I thought Twitter was a black Twitter.
Twitter was a black Twitter, but now, you know, Elon made it fucking white nationalist.
Oh, yeah, it's racist and shit on
there
now.
Yeah, so now, you know, there's
I be on that bitch arguing every day, bro.
There's a bunch of splinter ones, and Spill is one that's like started by black folks.
Damn.
Yeah, I just got it. They just got an Android version. They've been iPhone only for a while because it's black.
Okay.
But yeah, so I'm Daryl Comedy on there. I ain't got no followers. I
gotta get
on
Spill.
But but find me on all the things. I be on Instagram. I be posting funny videos and shit. Please follow me, please. Follow Timory, and also follow us DT Fun Hour on Instagram. On Facebook, we're Daryl and Timory Fun Hour. We got a Patreon, DT Fun Hour. You can get advance. Of these shows, we put the recordings up in advance before we put them on the podcast one. And we also have podcast episodes, so you can follow us there and listen to the podcast. Thank you so much for coming. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy holidays. Happy Kwanzaa. Umoja.
That's right. Coogee Chocolia.
Yeah, that's there the second go. Day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hanging with the Brody's got a bad bitch. Bye.
She told me she
D-T-F. I heard she
D-T-F.
What? And you ain't hanging with the team if you ain't down to fuck.